jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Guest tonight is an actor you know from The Practice, American Horror Story, and Law & Order Organized Crime. He now stars in FBI Most Wanted. Please welcome to The Late Show, Dylan McDermott.
Wow.
Nice to have you on.
Oh, man, so great to be here.
You've played dramatic characters in movies and in TV shows, and I understand. And this surprised me because I don't associate you with this, but you started off doing stand-up.
I did, yes.
I admire that because I've never done stand-up. And this is sort of like stand-up, but I started off in improv always with other people. It's lonely up there doing improv.
Whew.
I mean, doing the stand-up. Why did you stop?
I'll tell you why. I was at Catch a Rising Star, went up there, killed.
That's nice.
Do 5 minutes.
Sure.
Killed it. Then I had a little show at the Bitter End. That went well. And then I think I was feeling myself and decided to go to the Comedy Cellar, mm-hmm. where they threw me off the stage.
They really, like, hooked you?
They came up and they pulled me off the stage for not being funny. So that was the end of that career.
One bad show when you were out?
That's enough, believe me. If somebody pulls you off the stage...
You think I've never been pulled off stage before?
I don't know.
I've been doing this since 1988.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing that, then you're like, I'll just be a successful actor for 30 years.
But I'll tell you something. That was the greatest night of my life because once you fail like that, you're free, right? Because what worse can happen to you than some guy coming and pulling you off the stage? So after that, I was like, okay, what are they going to do to me?
So how'd you end up just acting at all?
You know, luckily, my dad married the woman who wrote the vagina monologues.
E. Mensler.
Sure. Right. So, good fortune. I was a troubled kid. She came into my life. She gave me books to read, poems to read, took me to play. She wrote plays for me. Before she wrote the vagina monologues, she wrote a play for me where styrofoam vaginas would, would drop from the sky. And I would wear them as hats.
That sounds like the opening of a beautiful song.
Right?
Gershwin, I think, wrote that. Because now you're in FBI Most Wanted. And tomorrow, we love the FBIs over here at the
Late
Show. There's three. There's Most Wanted, there's Internacional,
and there's
FBI Internacional.
What is it, Spanish?
It comes with a croissant and an espresso. And then there's just the FBI.
Right.
And there's a big crossover, 3-hour crossover episode tomorrow night. How does that work? How do you guys cross it up?
My God. We have to travel to Rome.
It must be hard.
Yeah, it was hard.
That's the Internacional part.
That's right. Internacional.
Yes.
So it's the three shows, 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I dare you to take 3 breaths. That's how exciting it is.
This is my understanding.
Yes.
That's what my producer says.
Yeah. So you're going to have a lot of action, drama. You have a Russian, high-ranking Russian official that his daughter is killed. He blames the U.S., and he's planning a terror attack on the U.S., and it's my job to stop them.
Okay, what are we saying? We got a clip right here. What are we saying? What two shows are merging in this one?
Oh, this is FBI and FBI Most Wanted together.
Jim.
For the first time ever. Good to meet you, Scola.
Yeah, you too. I've heard good things. So, Nico Sabalenka.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I'll reach out to my sources.
Appreciate that. And if you don't mind, I need this one quick. There's a major terror event in the works. Nico here, he's looking to buy C4. There's a good chance the minute he gets his hands on this stuff, this thing goes live.
I'll see if my fax machine still works. Just messing with you, kid. I'll make some calls.
FBI guy drives a nice car.
Alpha.
Drives an Alfa Romeo.
There you go.
Did you start in New York?
I did.
Okay, did you ever do Law & Order? Because legally, everyone has to appear in one... It's like appearing for jury duty. Everyone has to appear in a law... Even I was in a Law & Order.
You?
Yeah. I was
Are
the killer.
Kidding?
I was the killer.
No way.
Yeah.
You got a clip?
What?
Got a clip?
Jim? No, would you... Were you Law & Order?
No, I never was. I went on eventually.
Yeah?
This is my third Dick Wolf show. But eventually I went on. So, I mean, you have to do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just come and grab you by the scruff of the neck.
Absolutely. But it's, you know, he's incredible. Law & Order Organized Crime was so much fun, and now FBI, Most Wanted.
I like this look right here. This is early in the season, you went undercover as a priest.
I did.
First of all, Father What a Waste, I believe we call this. What? Were you raised Catholic?
I sure was.
So did you draw on? Was there a priest that you were modeling this on?
I had to do no research.
You knew exactly what this guy
Everything.
Would be like?
I mean, I even smoked like the priests I grew up with.
Yeah. You know?
They all
Yeah,
smoked.
After Mass.
Right?
Out there.
So I love going undercover. This was my favorite role of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in...
I mean, it's a really good look is the thing.
It's the best.
You know? It's like you're always in a tux. It's fantastic.
So much respect.
Exactly. Get a good seat. You've been steadily working since 1987 now. Okay.
Mm, wow.
Aside from getting yanked off stage
at
Catch. Did you ever... Here's the thing. I said this to somebody the other night. I said, like, you know, when you're a working actor, you feel like you're always working. When I'm not working, I feel like I'll never work again.
Yeah.
Even at this point. Do you still have that feeling, even at this stage of your career?
Yeah, because you're never sure when your time is up. You know, that's the thing about show business. They never tell you.
No, there's no little meter on
no
your arm.
No one comes and
says
your time's
down.
Up. No, they just the phone stops ringing, you stop working, but you're living on hope that you're going to get another job, another comeback, but you just don't know. So my theory is, let's do this together, you and I.
Okay.
Let's leave before they do that, before this, before the phone stops ringing.
When do we not tonight? I mean, how soon?
What do you guys think?
I got a big show tomorrow. You got the big show tomorrow. How
Have
many more years should
us?
We do this? How many more years? All right. So what? You call me.
Okay.
If you hear anything about me, I don't hear anything about you, we'll call
Perfect.
Each other and say, get out.
Do it.
FBI's global crossover event, Imminent Threat, airs tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on CBS. And Dylan McDermott, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.